This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So let me ask you this, because obviously EYL is a business platform. So you guys, I want to talk about this Thriller situation. So you got Thriller, you guys decide to sell the company? Is that what you did?
We sold partial and we did stock into the Thriller because we learned about IPOs and SPACs. So I was like, we had several deals on the table, but we like, this is the better deal to bet on ourselves versus going over here or over here, and is at the beginning stage of building this business. And when Thriller came to us, it was an opportunity that we know. I'm all about jumping out, you know, in the water first and trying something new. But the opportunity that presented to us was, you know, we buy, you know, majority of the company, you get the majority of the stocks in Thriller / Versus. So it was like, it was already a platform that was built. It was the perfect marriage for us to go and to integrate what we have into their platform. And, you know, both are startups, but one is a little ahead of us at the time. But to come together, we know where to make it powerful. So right now, we came together. We still working through kinks because it is a startup and it's two startups trying to learn one another. You know, and I think the beauty about it is our team. Our Versus team is so strong. You know, it's only six of us, but it's no Versus without the team. And, you know, and just learning people, like you were saying something about the attitude and latitude. So it's like going through that motion and seeing who can hang through the you know, because it's trials and tribulations in building a company. And we just really getting started. I know it seems like a phenomenon and certain things are a phenomenon, but we really just really touching the base on where we can go. We really have like a $1 billion company along, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to take time to get there. You know what I'm saying?
From an artist standpoint, because, I mean, you're celebrating artists that almost were forgotten about their greatness. And so I know part of the structure of the deal was that the people who performed became owners in that. What's been the reaction from the people who are now your partners? Like, yo, you saved my music career. Like, how's it been for y'all?
You know, like I said, the pandemic brought so much love. Me and Swiss wanted to be the first that, you know, calling these artists to get on a live to perform. It's only right. Y'all help us build this company. We got to give back to y'all. And nobody's never done that. And when it comes to, you know, black business and really teaching our culture, and I think y'all are the best at doing that. So it's like, I want to say we kind of took a page from y'all book a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, I would have to say Swiss, we was like, we made a call, we said, something about this don't feel right. And that was the biggest thing that made us stick with Triller, because they say, yo, only way we gonna go and do this if we can bring our people with us and they get part of the pie. Because anybody else gonna be like, nah. But we knew if it wasn't, you know, me and Swiss got on the phone before we got to that point, before we went to Apple and all those things, we called 43 artists. And if you know what dealing with an artist, that's like, you know, I don't want to describe it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and we really believed in it. And we didn't make no money for like about 2 years. Like, you know, 2 years just off of the love of just building a platform, and we still building, you know what I'm saying? So it's a hell of a journey,
bro. Can you talk about that? Because that's a valuable gem, and that's something that we experienced. The first 2 years, the first year and a half, really, of building Earn Your Leisure, it was like, look, we're not taking any money. All the money we get, if we get money, we're going to put back into building the business. You're doing it off the love. Obviously, you're experienced musicians and have a Hall of Fame careers on your crafts. But what did y'all learn during that time? It was like, did it become frustrating? Like, yo, we're doing this. There's no compensation.
Bruh, it's frustrating every day because, you know, when you building something, you got to love it. You gotta really love it. Everybody ain't built to really build companies. If they really understand what goes into it, seeing the end result is cool. But when I meet like an Elon Musk and when I meet these people, I wanna know, what did you have to go through? Versus, I don't care about your billions that you got. How did you get to that? What did you have to endure? What did you have to suffer? And now, building this company, I'm like, whoa. Then you got the people like, when we getting another verses? When we getting another verse? I'm like, well, hold on. It's coming. And it's like dealing with all that emotion. A lot of people crack. You know what I'm saying? You know, and when they talking about the pivot and being an entrepreneur, it really takes a sheer will to just go. And 2 years of just the love, you gotta love it. And I thought what we was doing, it wasn't so much about the money, we was helping people revive their catalogs. That was the thing, making people not forget about this music from our great people. Like, yo, y'all forgot about this, because we felt like black music and the creators wasn't getting the love that they deserve. So when you doing stuff like that, giving back, because I love to give back, you don't really think about the money, because I'd rather have a rich spirit than the money. You know what I'm saying? I want my spirit to be rich and feel like it's filled with a lot of love, because I know God got me. If I keep going the way I'm going, God got me.
So let me ask you this, because Thriller is up for IPO, I think, sometime in the fourth quarter. They said they made $100 million in revenue this year. So when you was doing that deal, was having some level of equity in stocks a major consideration for that?
Yeah, I mean, we giving away our IP. You know, like, if you follow the Beats deals, it goes through stages of certain deals. So this is like a stage where I'm still learning about IPOs, S1s, corporations. So I started watching my WeWork Billions movies like every week, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be the dummy on the phone. I got to know what's going on. Oh, I know what that is. Let me see the S1. What did that say? How long do it take? So it's a learning process, but I knew betting on yourself for the end ride is the better way to go. When they put the stocks and it was already valued at a 2.5 valuation, and getting all these shares in the company and being the biggest stockholder of the company, it only makes sense to take this ride.
You the biggest stockholder?
Yeah, we the biggest.
Clap it up for that.
Yeah. Like, we one of the biggest stockholders of Triller.
I mean, this is incredible. I'm listening to Timbaland, a guy I grew up, he's talking about S1s, SPACs, and IPOs.
Hey, man.
That's a sign of the times, right? Clap it up for this moment, y'all.
I'm trying, man. I'm still learning. I gotta keep watching y'all because y'all more y'all teach finance. Finance wasn't like my thing, and that's why I did. I said I gotta get close to these guys because the level I'm about to go to, I can't fuck it up. You know, so I'm just. It's a journey, man. It's a journey.
So what was the lawsuit about when you guys had sued?
You know, the suit was really just showing, like, you know, like, we don't want to be the guys that not really just on our business. It was a matter of a miscommunication. And, you know, as you go through certain procedures with new companies and everybody's going through the fundraising round, when you're doing that, it gets a little shaky, a little turbulence. And I think the communication kind of got misconstrued through the times, and things were hard. But we just kind of like a wake-up call, like, you know, hey. But it was like, it kind of, we was talking about it, and this is the thing that we tested it. We were just talking about it, and as we talking it with our people, the shit got out. It just leaked. Like, I'm like, oh, this leak shit real. Damn, you can't even have a conversation behind, like anything negative. It seemed like it just whoop, go out. But I knew, like, once it went out, it was like, all right, well, we can't do nothing now but try to redeem and fix things, and that's where we at with it now, you know. People fight and make up. You know, brothers, you fight, break up, make up, you know, all that type of shit.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.